Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower to mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 40s. For Friday and Saturday, sunny skies in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation helping to look into the death of a 23-year-old woman whose body was found inside her Pittsburgh home. The agency said in a news release yesterday that Pittsburgh police received a 911 call Tuesday morning about an unresponsive person. On scene, officers found Tylee Messer dead inside the home. The KBI says special agents and a crime scene team were sent to the home. No other details immediately released. A county commissioner from the most populous county in Kansas urged constituents to buy firearms and prepare for a coming war in a Facebook post that described a chaotic end to law and order. Johnson County Commissioner Mike Brown used the hashtags All Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter as he described violence, burning churches, and looting stores in weekend posts. Brown, who is white, is up for re-election in November. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, a Democrat who is black, retweeted images of them Monday and described the messages as racist and reckless. Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
A Wyandotte County judge has ruled that state agency records of a 3-year-old girl whose body was found this summer in a shallow grave should not be released to the public. Olivia Jansen's body was found in a shallow grave on the 10th of July, the same day her father reported her missing. He and his girlfriend have been charged with felony murder and other crimes in her death. Several media outlets have filed requests for records from the Department of Children and Family Services. The Kansas City Star reports the judge granted a motion to prohibit the release of agency records relating to the girl. A California woman who was stopped in Kansas with 8 pounds of heroin in her car has been sentenced to 26 months in federal prison. The Office of U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says 24-year-old Rufino Valdovinos Ansaletto pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute heroin. The Kansas Highway Patrol stopped her car in Saline County. Troopers found more than 8 pounds of the drug in her vehicle. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Burlington Northern Santa Fe's pick to be its next CEO will be the first woman to lead a major North American railroad. BNSF said Monday it'll promote Catherine Farmer in January to replace retiring president and CEO Carl Ice. Farmer currently oversees operations at BNSF and has been with the railroad for 28 years. She's held a variety of leadership positions at the railroad, owned by Warren Buffett's conglomerate, Berkshire Hathaway. The University of Nebraska made a major announcement related to its work in national security and defense yesterday. The University of Nebraska has been awarded a $92 million contract from the Department of Defense. The 5-year contract is the university's third contract awarded under the NSRI. Nebraska is one of 14 universities across the nation affiliated with the research center, which started in 2012. I'm Rick Averett with your Wednesday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, the Irish Creek Wind Farm was again a subject of multiple comments. As Jonathan Sill shared information that NextEra was considering additional sites in Washington and Republic counties. A letter of opposition was read from Ron and Sherry Oliverson, and Greg Allen commented on deteriorated roads on haul routes for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm in Nemaha County. Dan Howell addressed the 10-year exemption, indicating that he feels it's a property rights issue. Kathleen O'Brien with Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric stated the REA is neutral on the wind farm. However, she said patrons benefit when the substation's located on their lines. Soldier Creek Substation at Nemaha County and the existing Marshall County wind farm are located on Nemaha Marshall lines. Since March of 2016, they've generated $141,000 in revenue, which amounts to some $35,000 per year. Soldier Creek is five times the size of Marshall County Wind, therefore is estimated to generate approximately $175,000 in revenue annually. Doug Pleggy addressed the board as a landowner who's also a participant in the Marshall County Wind Farm and hopefully a participant in Irish Creek, stating he had nothing but positive experiences the past few years. He's not seen any decrease in productivity, habitat, or wildlife. He said townships in the southern part of the county could use the revenue generated to improve roads. Blue Rapids' annual Circle of Giving Day was Tuesday, netting well over $55,000 with 249 individual gifts. The Historical Society and Museum was the top fundraiser with 33 gifts, raising just over $9,000. The Blue Rapids Pool was second in contribution totals with some $8,000, while the Blue Rapids Action Team took in nearly $5,500. The Blue Rapids Library with 23 was second high to the museum in number of contributions, while the Action Team had 20, Alcove Springs and the American Legion Post 19 each. The leaderboard is on the group's website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Even as isolated COVID-19 cases rose in the past week at some Nemaha County schools, with two cases each now at Sabetha and Wetmore in USD 113, and another two recent cases at Nemaha Central, USD 115 and Seneca, the Hiawatha School Board this week announced they will no longer limit crowd size at football games. They were the only Big Seven League school with a limitation policy. Many schools are aligning with consensus league policies on attendance so as to minimize fan confusion. Nemaha County reports 12 active cases with 62 recovered. Marshall County is down to a single active case, and Washington County has no active cases as of last report. Marshall and Washington each with 16 recoveries. An injury accident was reported Sunday in Washington County. Trenton Turner of Washington lost control on U.S. 36 west of Xavier Road, went into the ditch, and struck a tree. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital with minor injuries, facing pending charges of DUI, illegal registration, and no proof of insurance. Turner was held on $1,000 bond. Homecoming was Friday at Frankfort and Centralia. Crown Queen at Frankfort, Keisha Shirley, and King Gavin Corneliuson. At Centralia, Sarah Cook was crowned queen, and Spencer Ralph was king. Longtime Sunday afternoon radio host on KENDY, Bill Miller, passed away this weekend in Olathe. The Waxworks and Bill Miller Show were popular components for many years on our local station, along with a network of some 110 stations in 30 states. Ramona L. Heisterman, age 72, of Washington, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m., at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Ramona Heisterman. Carolyn Keating, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away. Funeral Mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Keating. Elmer Loges, age 96, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., graveside at the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Elmer Loges. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Ritz chicken, rice, sweet bread, asparagus, and pineapple. Tomorrow, fish, potato wedges, a whole wheat roll, coleslaw, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll continue with summer-like temperatures for this Wednesday. It looks like we have a frontal boundary across the northern parts of the Midwest that will swing down into the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It's more of a dry, cold front, so we're going to see some cooler temperatures as we head into the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. High-pressure system builds, and it looks like we'll continue to see dry weather with no precipitation. So across our area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, lower to mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, upper 40s. As we're into Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Again, we'll see highs in the upper 70s. Friday night, mostly clear, temps at 51. That's a look at your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September 79. Recent record high of 95 set in 2017. The average low 56, a record low 44 in 1999. Sunset this evening 7:32. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09. 56 degrees, calm winds this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 16th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
The comeback kids strike again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The dynamic duo of Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic put the rest of the NBA on notice as the Nuggets fended off elimination yet again. Behind Murray's fourth 40-point game this postseason and Jokic's triple-double, the Nuggets erased a 12-point deficit to stun the Clippers 104-89 to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Denver also became the first team in NBA history to rally from down 3-1 twice in one postseason. In the opening game of the Eastern Conference Finals, Bam Adebayo found himself in the right place at the right time.
Kemba moving to his left. Tatum switches to the right-hand dribble. Drives past Butler. Gets in deep. Blocked at the rim by Bam Adebayo.
On WBZ, Adebayo's block of Jason Tatum's dunk at the rim with less than 4 seconds left helped the Heat edge the Celtics in overtime 117-114. Stanley Cup, the New York Islanders did just enough to keep their season alive.
Blocked out high, Islanders might have a two-on-one here. Lee, through the left circle, he's with Everly down the middle, feeds him, shoots, he scores!
On WRHU, the Islanders needed double overtime to put the Lightning away as Jordan Eberle's breakaway goal helped New York top Tampa 2-1 to force a Game 6 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Yankees breathe new life into their playoff push.
The 1-0. Swung on and there it goes to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. I hit it a ton.
On WFAN, Voit hit his major league leading 17th and 18th home runs of the season. DJ LeMahieu added 5 RBI. The Bronx Bombers crushed the Blue Jays 20-6 to move past Toronto for second place in the American League East. Daniel Vogelbach and Keston Hiura combined for 8 RBI in the Brewers' 18-3 beatdown of the Cardinals. Dodgers beat the Padres 3-1 and the Cubs edge Cleveland 6-5. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Tune
Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer unhappy with a World Trade Organization report that says U.S. actions to combat China's widespread theft of American technology was inconsistent with WTO rules. Lighthizer says the WTO panel report confirms what the Trump administration has been saying all along, that the WTO is completely inadequate to stop China's harmful technology practices. He said although the panel did not dispute the extensive evidence submitted by the U.S. regarding intellectual property theft by China, the decision shows the WTO provides no remedy for such misconduct. He said the U.S. must be allowed to defend itself against unfair trade practices, and the administration won't let China use the WTO to take advantage of American workers, businesses, farmers, and ranchers. The ambassador adds it's important to note that the WTO report does not have an effect on the Phase 1 agreement between the U.S. and China, which includes enforceable commitments by China to prevent the theft of American technology. The report covers the $34 billion tariffs announced in June of 2018 and the $200 billion trade action that was announced in September of 2018. Japan, South Korea, and China have suspended imports of pork and live pigs from Germany, which reported its first case of African swine fever in a wild boar. The import bans will be a major economic hit to German producers and will also push pork prices to new highs around the world. That price increase will also hurt China, where meat supplies continue to tighten. China is the world's largest meat buyer and Germany its third largest supplier. The supply interruption comes as China is grappling with its unprecedented pork shortage after an ASF outbreak. The Asian ban on German pork is also expected to benefit other major exporters like the U.S., Spain, and Brazil. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Wednesday today and looking at how the markets pretty much closed it yesterday for the end of trading on a Tuesday. We started off mixed across the board and ended up mostly lower, especially in the grains and soybeans. Livestock dipped down into the red and came back and rallied just by the end of trading. So not too bad for livestock yesterday. But for the corn, we saw December corn down 3.5 yesterday at 366 even. March corn was down 3.25 to 375 and 3/4. On the wheat side, December wheat was down yesterday 7.5 to 538 and a quarter, with March wheat down 7.25 to 547. And a quarter. KC wheat for December was down yesterday 5.5 to 468 even, with March KC wheat down 5.5 to 479 even. And the soybeans, they started off green yesterday, wrapped up in the red by the end of trading on a Tuesday. November soybeans were down 8 points to 991.5. January was down 7.5 to 995.75. On the meal side, we saw October down 270 yesterday at 314.30. December soybean meal was down 280 to 319.20. The oil for October was down 15 cents to 34.08, and December was down 14 cents to 34.15. Over in the livestock, as we mentioned, they started off rough yesterday but wrapped up and rallied in the green just a little bit by the end of trading. October live cattle up 22 cents to 107.10. We saw December live cattle down 12 to 111.57. In the feeder cattle, September was up 17 cents to 141.67, and October up 110 to 143.70. And lean hogs, they wrapped up mixed. They've had a couple, at least one day where it was kind of rough, but they've had overall some relatively decent growth lately. October lean hogs were up 107 yesterday to 65.70, and December lean hogs were down 52 cents to 63.05. So we'll see what markets have in store when they open up a little bit later today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
For the best certified seed read service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Oh boy, Mother Nature can really do a number on what man has erected. We sure saw that in that derecho that went through Iowa. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
August 10th, 2020 is a date that Scott Henry is sure going to remember. He's a farmer near Nevada, Iowa, and his farm took a direct hit from that derecho that went roaring through. And his corn and soybeans were certainly damaged, and what's left is certainly going to be hard to harvest. But his grain bins, oh my, I'll let Scott tell you about it.
Yeah, we lost a 200,000 bushel grain bin. So a couple of years ago, we built a brand new grain facility, and the middle bin on it ended up crinkling like a pop can. And so it's never fun to look out after you kind of hear the wind blow and the hail hit the side of a tin shed. You kind of wonder what's going on outside, and to walk outside and all of a sudden see a major investment that you've put in, as well as just the sheer size of a 60-foot, 29-ring tall grain bin just crinkled, and then to have to deal with the cleanup efforts afterwards. It's been a very interesting couple of weeks.
Still shiny new, right?
Yeah, fairly new. So this would have been our third crop year with it, and so it was sitting virtually empty. I think there was 5,000 bushels on the bottom of it that we had yet to clean out going into fall, and it crinkled up and kind of just ended up when we tore it down, you know, as kind of parts of the cleanup efforts. I still can't remember the total number of loads we hauled off to the scrapyard, but the most impressive thing to me was just how thick the gauge of some of that steel was that was just in pieces, and anchor bolts that are, 12 inches into concrete just yanked right out of it. To think that wind caused that all on its own, it's utterly impressive, but not in a good way, I guess. Nationwide is my new friend that I is the Nair Adjusters. That's one surprise thing that that we've learned through this is they are, you know, everybody talks about insurance agents and their or companies and how they may be out to get you or different things like that. We've not felt that way at all. We've felt very supported through it, and so that's been encouraging. We have learned about potential areas where maybe more coverage on certain events or certain policies would be better than others. And so we're trying to take all that into account, and we'll move forward.
As farmers do, right? Scott Henry of Nevada, Iowa. Back after this.
There's more to crop insurance than protecting a crop. At Frontier Farm Credit, we know crop insurance is about protecting livelihoods, legacies, and a way of life. Crop insurance can be complex, but our goal of protecting you is simple. Discover the difference at Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
Learn more about Frontier Farm Credit crop insurance at frontierfarmcredit.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 56 degrees with highs forecast middle 80s again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Arkansas State Athletics postponed its game this weekend against Central Arkansas due to players with the same position testing positive for coronavirus. Arkansas State defeated Kansas State this past Saturday, 35-31, in the Wildcats season opener. Arkansas State tested all their players before traveling to K-State, and all the tests came back negative before the Saturday opener. According to Jerry Scott, Assistant Athletics Director for Media Relations, Arkansas State has reached out to K-State Athletics to discuss the positive cases. KSN-TV reports that as of yesterday, Kansas State had not responded. Miguel Cabrera hit a homer and a double to help the Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 6-0 last night. Matthew Boyd bounced back with a strong performance, throwing 5-plus scoreless innings and giving up just 2 hits. Jacob Junis started in place for Danny Duffy, who missed the team's flight in Detroit. Royals and the Tigers back in action tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Does your firewood go clink or clunk? We will tell you why it matters today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 16th, the 260th day of the year. Singer Nick Jonas has a birthday, and on this day in 1953, baseball's St. Louis Browns announced a move east to become the Baltimore Orioles. A bit of almanac wisdom goes, neither knowledge nor timber should be used until they're seasoned. So if the approach of autumn has you thinking about stocking the woodpile, keep these tips in mind. Fresh-cut timber requires seasoning or drying for a year or more before it's ready to burn. How do you know when it's ready? Try the clink test. When you knock the wood together, a higher-pitched clink indicates dry wood. A sodden clunk means there's still moisture present. It'll produce a disappointing fire and dangerous chimney residue. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all listen. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting easy street on the tires. I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways, and we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. Chillin' on a dirt road, laid back, swervin' like I'm George Jones.